is Ron in by chance?
Mascoin?
Yeah, this is Tyler. I'm calling with Cardiff.
Okay. A
camper is someone who unloads a truck for a fee.
You're on the line with Faulkner Trucking, and we're playing a round of truck stop trivia. Did you know that the average truck stop in the United States takes in about $7.8 million in revenue each year? Here's something else we'd like you to know. Faulkner Trucking is extremely proud of our reputation for on-time delivery of your dry food commodities. Our website at FaulknerTrucking.com is the place for more information on everything we have to offer. Prefer to reach us by fax? Our 24-hour fax line is 559-68.
It's Mike.
Hey, Mike, you said?
Yes.
I'm trying to get in touch here with Ron. Is he available to speak?
And who's calling?
My name is Tyler. I'm calling with Cardiff.
And this is regarding?
I'm just following up here. We had an approval there for the business a few months back. It's got
what
a few days. Tyler?
Tyler?
The times your trucks cross the U.S.-Canada border each year, we'll tell you next. At Faulkner Trucking, we're always on call to provide our valued customers with service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. For over two decades, we've been the first name in prompt and reliable service whenever you call on us. Anytime you have a transportation problem, call Faulkner Trucking. We'll be there to solve it for you in a hurry. Faulkner Trucking, our number one attraction is customer satisfaction. So how many times do trucks cross the U.S.-Canada border each year? Over 13 million.
Hello, it's Ron.
Hey, Ron, it's Tyler over at Cardiff. How you been?
Good, buddy. Yourself?
I've been good, man. It's been busy over here, but the good kind of busy, so I'm not complaining. I just wanted to reach out here. You know, you got about, I think it was about 23 days left still on the approval that we got you. I just wanted to circle back one last time there, kind of see where things had been there for you, and just kind of touch base here.
We're hurting like everybody else is, but like I kind of told you in your... that other gentleman we talked to, you know, I think that's the deal your offer is just going to put us in worst case scenario, I believe, Tyler.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to see where you guys were at, if there was anything you might be maybe looking into restructuring for it, if it was the term length or if it was the rate there. I just kind of wanted to see if there was maybe one last
thing. The term length, I don't think you guys, the way your business structure is set up, your business model is set up, I don't think you guys could stretch it out as long as what we would like to keep the payments where we could afford them, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, what term length would you be comfortable with?
You know, I really don't know. It all depends on what it's going to cost to start. You know, I just don't know. I'm hoping this shit's going to turn around here pretty damn quick. But.
I know. When I spoke to you last month, you said it started to pick up a little bit there for you. How's it been the last month for you?
Across the nation, people was up about 4.5% in tonnage of what it was the previous month.
Mm-hmm.
So it's picked up some. How long that's going to last, who knows?
Yeah, how promising that is.
I don't think we're going to see a big change to after the election, to be honest with you.
Really?
I mean, it's just bad. I mean, the economy where people think it is.
Mm-hmm.
People's out, of course, dealing with banks anymore is like dealing with crooks.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, everybody's going to, a lot of people's going to second tier, kind of like you guys, you know,
mm-hmm.
you guys are set up. Which is actually the easiest way to do it. It costs more, but
yeah.
You have to, with all the bullshit you got to put up with the freaking bank. So I don't know what we're going to do. We got how many days left, Tyler?
Let me pull it up right now. I got 23 days left.
Okay. Let me kick this around a little bit. I mean, you guys, about a long term, you guys probably able to go out is probably a year or two, right?
First timers, yeah, I think we got you approved on one for 12 months. The longest we'll usually get is 2 years, 24 months there. But what I can do is just, you know, we got you approved on, I think it was $250K and $100K. What I can do is see if they'll be able to restructure it, and how the big thing here that'll actually might help you is how have your bank, because the last bank statement we have is June was when we got you approved. How have July and August looked like? Have they been?
No, July and August sucked.
July and August wasn't good for you.
As far as revenue, it was bad. We didn't, like I said, we didn't start seeing an uptick at all until August tonnage was up. But it's been bad. I mean, so I don't know what we're going to do here. I got a guy going to get with me next week. I got some people look at wanting to buy me there. They wanting to buy me for a while.
Oh, really? Just looking to.
I don't know what we're going to do. Well, I don't know. I'm not going to give the son of a bitch away.
Yeah.
If it offered me enough to where it would be beneficial, then we could entertain it. But I'm not going to give the damn thing away.
I mean, yeah, because you've got quite an impressive fleet already going on over there, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's.
I'm just not going to give it away. We just got to wait here and see. I got a buddy of mine in New York that's supposed to be getting some money.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he could probably give us $400,000 or $500,000, but we don't know when that's going to happen, if it's going to happen.
Yeah.
That's an iffy deal there, so I don't know for sure what else is going to go on, Tyler. But anyway, just keep me in mind. I will be out of the office starting today about 10:45. I'll be out the rest of the week. I've got meetings to go to.
Okay.
So probably the best time to get back a hold of me will be next week.
Okay. Well, here's the situation here then. If you do want to at least entertain it and see if we can resubmit to get a longer term length, the only thing you would have to send over would just be the July and August statements, just so they have an up-to-date profile there on you, and I can see what I can do for you and push for the longer term there for you. But if you do have these other situations going on here, by all means, you got to do what's best for the business. But if you want to see what I can do for you, that would really be the only thing we would need, just because you're already approved and in the system. Everything else is already there. We would just resubmit with those new bank statements, and just like last time, we can get you an answer in about 24 hours just to see what we can do. You know, if it matches up, we can proceed from there. But if not, you know, we'll go from there. But I'll give you a little time here. Like I said, if you did want to see it, you'd just have to send those two months of statements over.
Okay, buddy.
All right, Ron. We'll be in touch. If anything does come up, you got my number there, and you can reach out.
Okay, Tyler. Thank you, buddy.
No worries.
Okay.